Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm with Jack Thomason, HGTV's house planner with the 2015 smart home. Jack, how you doing?
Doing great, Kemp. How's it going today?
Good. Good to be with you. This is your eighth project in relationship with Shaw. I know for several years it was the green home, and now the last 3 years it's been the smart home, right?
That's right. We started as the HGTV Green Home about 8 years ago. Shaw was our sponsor that year for floors and tile and rugs and carpets. And after 5 years, we transitioned the HGTV Green Home to the HGTV Smart Home, which is still green, but just with added technology and some other clever devices.
And we're in Austin, Texas. So one of the things you do is you find the site. Talk about finding this site. And because one of the neat things about it, it's a high density area, and it looks like it's flipping from the neighborhood that was built in the 40s into everybody's renovating these homes.
You're exactly right, Kemp. This is a very transitional neighborhood, one of the most desirable neighborhoods in Austin. Austin is a very interesting town. I love it here. Extremely eclectic. And one of the things that I love is in these established in-town neighborhoods is there's such a diversity of architecture. Literally, as you're driving down these neighborhood streets, you'll have a very modern home next to a home that may be a teardown next to a renovated bungalow, all on the same street, and that all somehow work well together here in Austin. Austin has a slogan, "Keep Austin Weird," and a lot of people may find that unusual, but when you're here, it feels really good.
Now, we were talking earlier about the mature trees that are here, and all this is somewhat controlled, you say?
Extremely controlled. We love trees, of course, and try to protect them as part of our landscape anytime we can. I mean, you can never replant a mature tree in your landscape. And so when you inherit one, if you can keep it, you try to. Here, we also had the support of the city of Austin, which citywide goes to great efforts to protect their trees. And there are heavy penalties if you don't do that. So there were a couple of beautiful mature trees on the site. One right in front of the house, for example, is this gorgeous pecan tree. We have a beautiful fig tree in back of the house. We kind of joke that we have fruit and nuts that you're producing right here on the site. But the pecan tree out front is a beautiful specimen tree. And we went to great lengths to protect that.
All right, so we're here as Shaw Floor's guest. Talk a little bit about the flooring, if you would.
You know, the flooring is really the foundation for the house. Here in this year's HGTV Smart Home, we're using Shaw's Epic Hardwood floors. They're hickory floors throughout, and they have been the perfect choice for this house for many reasons, not only because they're beautiful, but also because of their green qualities and their durability. We have had, you know, crew after crew in this house, filming the house for television, for magazines, equipment in and out of the house, and the floors look as beautiful today as they did, you know, the day we installed them. So for a family who will move in here, I think they'll find these floors are perfect for a family home. They're beautiful, extremely durable. They were the perfect choice.
And you also have a mix of, you have carpet in here, and this is their new enhanced carpet that's got the water barrier, right?
It does. It's called their lifeguard backing, and it was the perfect choice for the kids' room because it literally is a water barrier that doesn't allow a spill to seep through the carpet into the carpet padding or into the subfloor that can create damage. It can create smells, things that you just don't want in your house. And so it's a very smart choice, especially, you know, for areas where there are greater opportunities for spills, you know, like in a playroom, like in a kid's room. And they're beautiful and comfortable and everything you'd want under your feet, but they have those great qualities.
Now, remind our listeners, this is actually a sweepstakes, and they're going to give this house away, and that's coming up pretty soon now, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, the sweepstakes is going on right now. It's the HGTV Smart Home 2015 sweepstakes. One lucky person will win it all. They'll win the house, the accessories, the artwork, the floors, of course, and plus $100,000 in cash and a new car. So it's a really fantastic prize package worth over $1 million.
Now, you and Linda Woodrum have been doing this together now for, as again, the eighth year. So you make a pretty good team, don't you?
You know, Linda and I have been working together on various HGTV projects now for about 20 years. Half the time she calls me Bob, which is her husband's name, because we travel so much together. She's a delight. She's an extremely talented individual, keen sense of design and color. Her mastery of color is just, you know, unmatched, and she's a joy to work with.
All right, in the 8 years you've been doing this, let's go to green for a minute. How have things changed as far as the amount of energy that a home uses and your ability to almost brown it down when you leave it and that kind of thing? Talk about some of the key innovations that make a home even greener today.
You know, what I love is the availability of products that didn't exist 8 years ago when we first started the HETB Green Home. Our goal then was to be part of taking green mainstream. And today it really does feel very mainstream. Consumers expect green products in their home. They expect their paints to be low or no VOCs. You know, they expect recycled contents in products. Of course, not every product adheres to those guidelines, but the availability for those who want those products is there. And the price points are now competitive, unlike where they were when it first started. So I love that the availability of whatever you may want to put into your home, that a green option is there.
Mm-hmm. Or two in particular that I think have evolved since you started this is LED lighting.
Absolutely.
And these automatic shades, because I mean, if you leave your house and you push a single button, this house can basically build itself a cocoon and doesn't use much energy at all while you're gone, right?
Exactly. You know, it's really about controlling light and controlling heat that can just naturally come into your home. The shades that we have here are all automated. As you mentioned, you press a button as you're walking out the front door and every shade in the house closes, but not only for light and heat, but also for privacy. And then the LED lighting you mentioned, you know, completely mainstream. I'm pleased that we're starting to see prices dropping on the LED lighting. The amount of heat that's given off by, you know, traditional incandescent light bulbs is extensive. And so by having a home that's all LED lighting, not only in your can lighting, but in your lamps, in your chandeliers, all of those are now available with LED bulbs. And it makes a big difference, and a big difference in your monthly electric costs.
Mm-hmm. So have you found the site for your home next year?
We are working on that right now. Can't tell you where it is. It's one of those best kept secrets at the network, but we're very excited about next year's HETV Smart Home. But Austin is going to be a tough place to leave.
Yeah. All right, great. It's good to talk to you again. Been talking to Jack Thomason, who is the house planner with the HETV Smart Home, Dream Home, and Urban Oasis. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.